An adept from the Jerusalem Daily Mail, circa 30 AD. Base on a simple clay and wattle design, mercifully easy to repair, with neither a blow lamp nor a felt fitter to be required, the flat roof construction is made for easy maintenance, good sunbathing, and is ideal for occasionally dropping in on friends. Flat roofs. Who would have them? Most people in first century Palestine, apparently. First, a few grains of dust drifting down in the sunlight. The sound of scraping, scratching, scrabbling. The people look up. Chunks of wattle and clay begin to clatter to the ground. You need a big hole to drop a bed through. Right, said Fred, both of us together, with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. People, apprehensive, move back, make a circle, gasps and whispers, and steady as she goes, the bed with its nervous passenger is lowered into the middle of the room. An act of wanton vandalism? An enterprising demonstration of care and imagination? A statement of faith? What is a friend when you're down and troubled and you need some love and care? A friend is someone who will take a chance on you and for you. Go the second mile for you. Raise the roof for you if need be. Keep on believing in the miracle for you long after you've forgotten how to believe. And the excitement is just beginning. The issues are just starting to be raised. For crowds were always a problem for Jesus. It's a recurring theme of the gospel accounts. The press, the pressure, the exhausting, unreasonable demands, the clamour and the mistaken assumptions, eventually the baying and the bloodlust. So many crowds. He had become a minor celebrity, and I guess if you thought the man in the house up the street could cure your disease, or your friend's disease, or had a whole new angle on God, you might want to join the crowds, eager to listen, desperate for his touch. His by now cult status and legendary healing powers, even in these early days, were creating problems. Issues of access became significant. Mothers wanting to bring their children, stern disciples, turning them away, that sort of thing. Cripples, their word not mine, who couldn't get near for the one thing they thought they wanted and needed, his healing power to touch their racked and ravaged bodies. All sorts of cripples, some trapped by disobedient limbs, bent and twisted and useless, others locked into abusive relationships, some trapped and frozen by guilt. As John Lennon says in one of his later songs, one thing you can't hide is when you're crippled inside. There are plenty of those kinds of people in those kinds of predicaments still in our street, in our family. So maybe we should look no further than some kind of lowest common denominator when we consider this story of the paralysed man. Something as simple and as profound as what can we do to be friends to those hurting and wounded people who want to come to Jesus? What can we do to be friends to those hurting and wounded people who want to come to Jesus, want to draw near to him and hear his words and feel his touch on their life? But they need a friend to help them get there. Someone who takes account of their deafness and makes sure there's a good sound system in the church. Or makes allowances for their poor eyesight by having large print hymn books available. Or makes sure there is disabled access or a car rota to bring them to worship. Or takes the trouble to see them through the first strangeness that goes with being in a new and perplexing setting and takes care of them, makes sure they actually know how to get to the coffee upstairs and goes with them and talks to them so that they're not standing alone like a toothbrush. Takes them for lunch, meets them during the week, helps them to become strong and connected and in a safe place of welcome and nurture. This is not nothing. This is being the friend they need to be able to get to the next bit of their journey. As technology becomes more and more accessible, make sure they have access to the Zoom details so they can sing the songs and share the worship in their own home if need be. In all these ways and through all these media, we will be like those four friends, breaking through the barriers to bring someone near to Jesus and the blessing he can give. We should never underestimate the importance of that work and the ministry of the people who do it. Of course, the story is told to us for much more than that, but the encouragement to understand our potential as bringers, carriers, friends, who introduce others to the healing power of Jesus in their life is right there in our face as we read the story. It's about our being prepared to take the trouble, to ring the changes, to abandon our timetable and throw away our dignity and our respectability if that is what is needed to enable someone to find their pain and their need encountered by Christ. It's a simple challenge, but a telling one. Worth thinking about who needs us to carry them, make a scene for them, do what it takes to make sure that all hindrances are removed, to ensure they have a friend in us. It takes a bit of imagination, but there are things we can do, should do, and people we should be doing it for.